Welcome to Ask the Guru, the podcast where we answer the big questions like, who am I and why am I here? What is it all for? I am so grateful to have you joining me on this quest for the answers. Hi, everyone. From time to time, we all feel a little stuck. It's just part of life. It's part of this beautiful journey that we've been given that, you know, from time to time, we find ourselves in the dark. And when we're stuck in those dark places, it is so wonderful when we have that person that comes along and just gives us a little glimmer of light. This could be hope. It could be maybe just shining a light into the darkness where we can see our way now. If before we felt a little lost or, couldn't find the path, now we can see the path a little more clear. And this is my goal with this podcast. I've been a life coach for almost 15 years now, which just means that's what I've done, is I've allowed people to sit in my presence and share with me their burdens that they're carrying in that moment. And I hopefully take that opportunity to shine a new perspective, a new light on what it is they're going through. And through me giving them the light, they may find their way out of it. So, Ask the Guru, the name of this podcast. Today, however, we're going to do this a little bit differently. In the future, I'll be on here answering questions. Hopefully, they're your questions. Hopefully, you'll go into the comments section and you'll say, hey, here's where I've been a little lost in my life. Can you share with me the way out? You can also go onto my website and give me a question on there. You know, submit a comment. I would love to hear your questions and hopefully address them on this podcast going forward. But today, as I mentioned, we're going to instead talk about four questions you should be asking yourself. And these are four questions you should know the answer to in every single given moment, because almost every single moment, well, definitely unless you're sleeping, you are taking an action of some sort. You are doing something, even if it's just sitting still, even if I was just meditating, right? I'm still doing something. And I should know the answer to these four questions before I do anything. So here's the four questions. And the reason you should know the answer to them is because if you know the answer to these four questions, then you are in the role of creator in your life. And when you're in that role, you have accessed the superpower of life. Now you're directing the ship. So it's really difficult when you're in the director's seat to get lost in the dark. You may no longer need to ask your guru anything, because as the person that has the answers to these four questions, you know exactly where you're going, you know why, you know all. You are the director of your ship. So this means you're pretty clear. You're not reacting to life. You're not in that phase. Here's the four questions. And hopefully, as we sort of dissect the questions a little bit, you'll see what I'm talking about. So question number one, why? So again, if I'm taking an action, this could be even meditating. This could be an inaction action. It could be, you know, going to bed, or I mean, anything that we do, even speaking, talking to one another, you should know why. And you should have the answer to that question before you take the action. You should know, why am I doing this? Why am I going to say these words? Why am I going to, you know, walk in this direction? Why am I going to sit in stillness? Why? So a good example of this is, why am I, when I go and take a yoga class, you know, there's several actions involved in that. So, you know, I have to put on my yoga outfit. Why? Well, because I'm going to go do a yoga class. Well, then I got to drive the car. Why? Because I'm going to the yoga class. So I have the answer to those questions really, really easy, right? But now I'm at the yoga class and I should ask myself, why? So I want to be really clear as to what is the objective of the yoga class. Why am I here? It might be to move my body. It might be to get stronger. It might be to move through some mind blockages I've been experiencing, you know, where I've been frustrated. Maybe I need to clear some emotions. There's all sort. Maybe it's all of the above. I want to know the answer. Why am I taking this class? Because it's going to motivate the outcome. Second is, what is my desired result? So similar, right? We go through all of those steps again. Before I say some words, what is the desired result? You know, so often we pick up the phone and we call somebody, and it might be in a reactive state. We're angry, you know, somebody said something, or we're frustrated because, something isn't working out. So we call that person. And what we don't do is, when we're calling this person, is sit down and ask ourselves these questions beforehand, or make sure we at least have those answers. And we can do that while the phone is ringing. I mean, it's a very fast process once we get used to it. So before I call that person, if I know, again, why am I calling them? Well, because I need to talk to them. Well, what is my desired result? My desired result is I want to resolve this problem. I mean, nobody ever calls somebody just to fight. Well, I mean, we may. But we know, I mean, really, the goal is resolution. We don't want to feel yucky. We don't want to feel that the way it feels to fight with somebody. We want to feel resolved. So we can get clear about that before you call, that we're hoping for a resolution. So it is, again, how do I want to feel? And I should have, in that particular instance, I should have a good idea of what a resolution would look like to me. You know, if there was a conflict around money, you know, what feels fair? I should already know the desired result. Instead of getting on the phone, which often we do, in a reactive state, then we're prepping for a fight. We're just ready for the fight. We're ready to react instead of delegating. How we are now going to produce the next chapter of our life, or even that next moment. We are literally the producers, directors of our life. So, knowing the answer to what am I doing and why am I doing it? And oftentimes, you know, in that why, it's what is the desired result? You know, what is the desired result? Then we want to have the answer to how, you know, is there, and again, oftentimes we may not have the exact answer to this. We should not take the action until we do have the answer to this. So again, the question will be how. Could be very simple. It could be, you know, doing the yoga. Now I have the how, because I've decided it. I've decided this is what I want. This is how I'm going to do it. We could be calling that person. It could be driving the car to that place. So we want to go, is there a how? If there isn't a how that's showing up, we have a conflict with somebody, but we don't have a how, a way to resolve it quite yet, then we shouldn't take the action. We should wait until the how shows up, the next step reveals itself, until we're very clear that this is the path to get there. So if I cannot, in my mind, perceive that as I call this person that I'm angry at, that I can foresee a resolution, so I don't believe that the phone call will get there, then I shouldn't take that action. You see? So that's why it's important to know the three answers to those questions. Just, you know, what, why, how? Here's the fourth question. And this is really important. And it is one of the, this one's going to take a little bit longer. See, those three are just all day, every day. They're questions we should be asking ourselves before everything that we do. So we're not just in a reactive state, but we're starting to create our lives. And then the fourth question is a little bigger. And it sort of asks you to step all the way outside of yourself. So the fourth question is analyzing, who am I? And it should almost be the umbrella question that sits over those other four questions, because when you know who you are, then you can recognize how this identity, this personality self, this character or role that is you, how they may act, react, think, talk, what their results would be, right? It's so important before I decide what I want is my desired result in yoga, I have to really know who am I? Who am I? So if I know that I'm somebody who strives for health and for lots of energy and, you know, I'm looking for enlightenment, I'm looking to understand bigger concepts, I'm going to approach my yoga class maybe different than somebody that's just going in there and just getting a workout, just wants to sweat. And that person is going to view themselves very differently as a personality, as a role, than I am. So if we start to look at who am I, what is the role that I'm playing, and recognize, by the way, that that's not a role that you just were born with and now you're stuck to. You have the ability to change that role at any given time. Just like we change jobs, you know, we change relationships. We can also change who we are, how we're showing up, our identity as a role that we're playing. And so the identity self has four different, three, sorry, I was stuck on that four. So it has three different layers to it, at least in the way that I explain it. You could maybe go deeper even. Here's three basic layers. And the three basic layers are, who are you as a personality? So if you were to, and I love to look at this from stepping outside of yourself again, right? So if you were to describe yourself to somebody who is going to play your role, you had to give them an idea of how they would have to act and what they would have to say and what they would do so that they were stepping into your shoes. So you were going to have them be you at family dinner, at a group of friends. So what are some important aspects of you that you may tell them as a personality? How do you show up? So are you somebody who is... you know, extra healthy? Are you somebody who is concerned about mental health, not just physical health? Are you somebody who is a business person, a mom? So you want to know the answer to these questions. You know, how am I showing up? Then we want to look at the physical aspect of self. So if you were to describe yourself from a physical standpoint, and again, stepping outside of yourself. So if I was to just, you know, look at myself on the street, what would I think about her? You know, what is the perception I may have about her based on her physical appearance? And this includes the way I dress, the way I stand, the way I walk, the way I talk. When I'm looking at her, what do I draw a conclusion of? And this is just on average, right? Because we oftentimes look very different, going different places and doing different things. But ask yourself, what do you look like on average if somebody was to just see you on the street? Are you carrying a briefcase? Do you look like a business person? Are you, you know, a party girl or somebody who always dresses, you know, fancy and takes care in their appearance? Or you somebody who, you know, is always in a hurry? So you're just throwing your hair up in a bun and, you know, you're putting on some tennis shoes. And are you, you know, you kind of give that perception of doing a million things all the time. What would somebody draw a conclusion of when they see you? Do they think this person is fit, that they are, you know, strong? Do you think that this person is, you know, somewhat healthy, but, you know, maybe less concerned about those things? Think about how you may look to the external world. And again, this is just from a broad overview. And then I want you to break down, this is the third part, the roles that you play. So we often, many of us are playing many different roles at one time. So, and those change throughout your life. But currently, you may be playing role of, you know, mother or father or sister, brother, lover, you're an employee of, so whatever your job is, your job title is a role. It could be, I'm a nurse, I'm a truck driver, I'm, you know, there's whatever role that you're playing, that you will say the words, I am, and then it's followed by that. I am a mom, I am a girlfriend, I am a wife, I am, and whatever you would do, you would say, I am, and you would follow. And then look at each of those roles and notice with each of those roles, are there ways that you change to morph into that role? Are you a different mom than you are, say, a sister? Or are you different as a lover than you are as a daughter or son? So noticing that you're able to change who you are and play the roles based on your supporting cast. So if you're surrounded by your mom and your dad, you step automatically into daughter role or son role or whichever role is that reflection in that relationship. And then when you're over here with this person, you become that role and you step into that. And so it's really sometimes difficult if we're uncomfortable in, say, the daughter role, and we're so much more comfortable in the role of sister and friend. And so when we're out here, we're really happy being sister or friend or lover or all these things. Then we come to be daughter and we're like, oh, this is so hard. And so just noticing these things, recognizing that in you, and what are all of the roles I am currently playing in my life? And then look at yourself or look at the world or look at the infinite amount of roles that are out there and ask yourself, what roles would I want to play? So if I could choose any roles to play, what would I choose? And try and look at this from a perspective maybe of people that you admire. So is there someone that you're like, oh gosh, that just looks like the perfect ideal life. I want to be like them. And ask yourself, well, why? What is it? The essence, the aspect of it. Is it that they look free? Is it that they look, and look at those things, because you might find the essence without having to take over the perceived role that they're playing. And it might just be too that you admire that person because when they are in that role, you are stepping into another role that you really enjoy, that you like. Could be teacher, and then you enjoy being a student. So you're somebody that just loves to learn. Looking at that, taking a gander at who are you right now? What are the roles that you're playing right now? And step outside yourself and look at you. Look at your habits. Look at how they reflect the story about who you are. If I have the story that I am somebody who is super healthy, that I am fit and I enjoy, you know, working out and I keep my body healthy. If I believe that, and that is a big part of my role, it's an expectation of myself, then I'm going to use that as a filter when I'm making choices and decisions. So I may, you know, when placed in front of me five different decisions of what to eat, you know, like cake or pizza or, you know, whatever, I may pick the salad, right? I may not, but I'm just saying, like, if I was somebody who deemed myself this way and really held myself strictly to that that belief, then this... So it's important that we look at the role that we're playing and how we perceive ourselves, because a slight tweaking of that and taking ownership of a new role can actually change the way you're currently showing up and ripple into all areas of your life. It'll shift your habits. It'll shift the home. It'll shift your relationship, because you're going to look different. You're going to play a different role. So knowing who you are. I really hope and am encouraging you to please sit down with a pad of paper right now and ask yourself, who am I? I really try and jump outside and say, who am I as a personality? What do people say about me? What do they think about me? How do I show up right now? Try and maybe imagine, this is a good trick, is I do this a lot with my coaching clients, where I have them close their eyes and imagine that they're sitting on like a pedestal, or they're standing in a giant courtyard, and they're surrounded by all the people that are important in their life. This could be, you know, people that they work with. It could be friends. It could be family. They'll know, because those people just sort of pop up as I say those words. And suddenly they're sort of seeing all of these faces surrounding them. And then to try and imagine what these people think as they look at that person. So if I'm standing on a pedestal and I'm surrounded by everybody, my friends and my family, and I'm imagining that I can hear their thoughts and what they think of me, I want to sort of sit in that space and sort of gather the role that I've been playing and how I'm showing up currently. And is that a satisfying role for me? Do I want them to see me differently? Or am I happy with the way that I, you know, am being perceived right now? But, and again, these roles change. They change as we go through life and we get older and, you know, our priorities shift and change. Think about, I mean, somebody who's an empty nester. So at one point, mom was number one probably role, or dad was number one role. I mean, mom and dad takes a huge part of your life. Almost every decision you make is filtered through that role. So once we've stepped into that role, it's huge. We may have a job that occupies something like that, where that's a big part of our identity. And then the job leaves for some reason, or we're contemplating leaving the job. And so how do we fill the space of that large piece of our identity leaving if we've identified ourselves with our job or our role? So as people move through different transitions in life and they're going through and children are leaving the home, this is when so many people come and find me, because they don't necessarily know who they are anymore. How do they fill that space of that giant role that had occupied many years of their life no longer being there? And so often they just bug their kids, create problems, create drama so that they can make that role bigger still. Instead of just going, okay, this, my roles have changed. Who am I now? Who am I now? And so it's not like you can just do this once and then you have the answer and boom, done. You should always be looking at this, because those things change. Every year we're vastly different than the year before. And we move on 10-year cycles. So absolutely, in the space of that 10 years, we go through a big transformation and then sort of have this brand new shift at the end. So we need to be always looking at ourselves and saying, who am I right now? And is this a role I am so happy to be in? I just maybe can expand it, develop it greater. What is my biggest priority role that is the largest filter that most of my decisions are being brought through? Is that role going to be changing soon? And if so, who am I without the role? I have a lot of clients that are leaving, wanting to leave, I should say, jobs that have been their identity for so long. These jobs that have really drained them, you know, because they occupy such a large portion of their life that they feel like they don't even know who they are without it. And this becomes very difficult when they're going through a awakening to maybe this job is not serving them on the next portion of their life. It doesn't mean that the job never served them. It was perfect for who the role they were playing initially. And now maybe it's time to reassess that and move on. But it's scary to release a huge part of your identity. It's scary when for so long you have been that person that did that job at that place. And now the contemplation of leaving that and not knowing who you are without it. It keeps people in relationships that aren't working. It keeps people in jobs that aren't working. This fear of taking on a new role. And if we just look at it from an outside perspective, step outside of it and really analyze it, it makes it so much easier. So again, this is it for today. My little tidbits on, again, four questions I hope that you're asking yourself. And I would love for you to hear how, or to share with me how this, these four questions, if you start to apply them today, maybe you have a situation right now that's happening where, you know, you are having a dispute at work or with a friend or with a family member, or you're going through and making a big decision about moving somewhere, and you ask these four questions. The why am I doing it? And what is my desired result? So once I've made that big move, that change, that shift, how do I want to feel? What is my desired result? And desired result very often, it should have a feeling tone to it. Because it's not so much about, well, I want to be sitting there with surrounded by diamonds or whatever, you know, some silly thing like that. It's why. Why do you want that? How will that make you feel? And that's more important than having the diamonds, because there may be another way for you to achieve having that same feeling. And so when you can kind of trust that I'm just going to decide how I want to feel, and then I'm going to sort of let the magic of the universe come in and somehow make a path to get me to that desired result. So another piece of doing the four questions or the three questions about every action is at the end, once you've answered those questions and now you just take the action, you really must surrender to the process. Again, we didn't fill in the details about the A to B. We didn't say how the car drive should go. We said how you want to feel when you get there. So you've got to sort of surrender to know that that whole path was perfect. Even if on the way, you know, to the goal, you hit some bumps, those were perfect too. I really hope that this has aided you in some way. And please, again, please add some comments. Tell me what you're thinking. If you have any questions about what I've said with these four questions, maybe you're confused, maybe it didn't make sense, please reach out, ask questions. I'm here for you. So happy to be in this space. I look forward to, in future episodes, answering your questions. Please submit those questions. Ask the guru. Have an amazing day, and know that you are loved. This has been an episode of Ask the Guru, where we shine the light into the dark places. If you enjoyed this episode, please like and subscribe to this channel, and I look forward to hearing your questions.